This is the last stand on earth.
And it's 6 minutes past the hour. Welcome to Hour 2 of Across America here with Gary Freeman. We meet every Saturday right here on KGAB, or if you're listening on the World Wide Web, www.kgab.com. And I want to remind you, too, with the website, if you'll go to kgab.com and kind of scroll down on the right-hand side and go down a little bit, if you want to support our troops, Town Square Media, we are very concerned about our troops. And there is information on there on how you can get involved and how you can donate. Once again, that's www.kgab.com. Well, not too long ago on on the Morning Zone, Dave was talking, had a guest on there, and Frosty Wooldridge, he's on there quite a bit, and they began to talk about buying America, buying American. And our next guest, she has a website called stillmadeinusa.com. It's a directory of American-made products, and I'd like to welcome to our program today, Stephanie Sanzone. Welcome to Across America.
Hi, nice to be here.
We're glad to have you. Hey, you don't have your radio on in the back, do you?
I do not.
Are you hearing an echo? Oh, maybe,
no.
maybe it's gone now. Great. All right, Stephanie Sanzone, welcome to Across America. We're glad you're here, and very apropos for the program. You have a website called StillMadeInUSA.com, and that actually gives a directory of American-made products. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's. I say it's a directory because there are some websites that are actually stores that you can shop from, but I don't sell anything myself. So what I have done is I have listed companies that make things here, and I have them categorized in, you know, I think, easy-to-use way. And the other thing that I've tried to do with the site, rather than just list lots of companies, I have a little description. I go to their website, look and see what they have to offer. And then if it's a manufacturer, I try to make sure there's a place where you can buy their product. Because I was finding sites, you know, before I started mine, there were sites out there that listed lots of companies, and they would say, go support these companies. But then, you know, it was like, well, how? You know, how can I find their thing? So my site sort of goes that next step.
Well, that's great. You know, and I know there's a lot of people. I heard an interview of a couple of guys. They had also started kind of a Made in America store. And I guess it came just as simple, Stephanie, as they were out watering their lawn with one of those spray nozzles, and it broke.
Yeah.
And they were reminiscing about back in the day about how, man, you know, back in the day, you know, a nozzle like that would last them forever, and if it broke, their granddad or their dad could fix it. And they started thinking, man, it would be nice not to have to get things made in another country where they're so breakable. I think it has really produced kind of a wasteful, throwaway society now, because we know that if it breaks, we throw it away. And then we just go back down and buy another one. So they began to search out these American-made products, such as you have. And let's talk about this a little bit. Why should somebody buy America? Buy American. What are some of the profits of people buying American?
Well, I think you just mentioned one, which is you often are getting a better quality product. And so, you know, the race to make something as cheaply as possible, a lot of times these imported products, they may be cheaper than the American-made counterpart, but they're really not going to last as long. So if you figure out how many years you're going to own it, the American product is probably cheaper, and you'll be happier with it all the time that you have it. So I think quality is an important one, but the major driver for me really is jobs. Because, you know, you can, I remember going on a train, you know, I was going through areas of Rhode Island, and you pass through all these areas of closed manufacturing facilities. I was in South Carolina to go to graduate school, and there's just nothing but closed mills. In southwestern Virginia, where I spent a lot of my youth, it used to be a booming furniture trade. That stuff's all gone. So a lot of it for me was just the feeling that these communities were just closing up and boarding up, and it's so sad. And I felt like, okay, I'm a consumer. I'm spending money. I want to support keeping jobs here by buying things that are being made here. So that's really a big driver for me. And I'm a mom. You know, I have three kids.
Right.
I hope they'll grow up and have jobs.
Yes.
Hope they'll, you know, get out of school, which is always debatable. But so, you know, I also think about what career tracks are viable for them. You know, if we don't have any manufacturing, we lose a lot of the front end, the engineering, the design. You know, there's a lot of things that happen before you get to the shop floor, not to mention jobs on the shop floor. You know, it's a whole train. When we talk about manufacturing, it's supporting, you know, a whole network of suppliers and you know, various folks that do different parts of the process. So it's really much bigger. The web of jobs is much bigger than you see if you just look at, like, the assembly job. That's really the big one for me. There's lots of reasons, I find, but that's the one that moves me the most.
Are some of the items limited nowadays, or what are some of the array that people can expect if they really want to buy American? Are they limited, or is there just like the sky's the limit out there?
Well, I would say it's definitely much more difficult to find, you know, even than it was 5 or 10 years ago. And there are whole categories of products that I really can't find anything. And, you know, I get a lot of email. People ask me, I'm sort of, you know, the personal shopper. I can't find this. Can you find it for me? So I do a lot of searching for things. And actually, that's one of the ways my site's grown, is just from me trying to find things for people. But, you know, so in the electronics arena, for example, it's very hard. Basic home small appliances, it's very hard. There are no sewing machines. There's no irons, no hair dryers, you know, no tennis balls. I mean, you know, there's quite a few things that we just don't make anymore. And, you know, I'm old enough, I can say, to remember that you used to actually be able to get these things. You know, I'm conflicted because I see the younger kids coming up. They're sort of not sure why this is a big deal, because they've, all their lives, everything's been from everywhere, and they don't understand that it's been a change. But one thing I have to say, you know, when I started off my site, I am, part of it's reflected, you know, I'm calling it Still Made in USA. I made a conscious decision to try to focus more on the positive side, things you could find.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get, you know, I get a lot of mail from people, and people are angry and upset. You know, their employer has closed and moved production elsewhere, or, as you said, they bought a product that normally would have lasted 20 years, and after a year it's no good. So there's sort of a lot of pent-up frustration, and people are always asking me to name names. You know, I want a list of companies that have outsourced, or, you know, that sort of thing. And I've sort of intentionally not done that, because it's depressing. I mean,
right.
You know, for me it is depressing when I have to take a company off. But I'm trying to make my site be sort of the good news. There are still things there.
There are, then, and you know, there's over 1,200 listings. And actually, your site, stillmadeinusa.com, gets 90,000 unique visitors. So it sounds to me, Stephanie Sanzone, that you're a very good resource out there.
Well, I'm trying. And one of the things the other thing I made a commitment to myself, and I've really stuck with this, is I don't pretend that I'm an organization or something. Mm-hmm. You know, I never say we will find you. I always say I.
Good.
You know, I want people to have a realistic expectation that this site is just one person, and I do it, you know, when I have time to do it. So a lot of the people that are using the site, you know, mostly they're very happy. A lot of people send lots of suggestions. You know, it's like having an extended volunteer staff. Lots of people, you know, get used to using the site, and they write me all the time and say, oh, I found another thing, you know. But I also get people that are disappointed with things that are not on the site, and sort of angry sometimes. You know,
meaning just because they can't believe that it's not made in America and they can't find it, or because maybe the company doesn't quite fit the mold that stillmadeinamerica.com wants to present.
Sometimes I think they're just disappointed that my site is not. I mean, I think some people feel like, why doesn't our commerce department have a site like this? Or, you know, why isn't there a site that's doing what I'm trying to do that has a lot of oomph and people behind it, you know, and this is just me. So it's never going to have everything, and I do try to make sure everybody realizes if something's not listed on my site, it may or may not be made in the USA. It may just be that I don't know about it, or it's in, you know, I have about a foot-high stack of things waiting to be vetted. So what I'm really trying to do is the things I list, I want to make sure they really are made here. But just because it's not here listed doesn't mean it's not made here.
We're talking with Stephanie Sanzone, Still Made in America. It's still made in USA.com. One of the things that Stephanie has tried to do was to bring visibility to companies that manufacture in the U.S. by building brand awareness among us, we as internet shoppers. Stephanie, what's some of the feedback that you're getting from some of these home-based manufacturing companies? Have you gotten some good feedback from them as well?
Well, I do, and it's been interesting. This is part of the evolution of the site, and I sort of laughed when I started. You know, I was writing companies and saying, I've listed you. Thank you very much for, you know, making a wonderful thing here, and I'd never hear back. And then a few years into the site, it sort of and I started getting emails from companies saying, gee, this is great. Would you list me? So, you know, as the, I think the awareness that Made in America, it is a good marketing angle. And even to this day, I'm surprised at companies who will, you know, I will send them a note and say, you have a great product. I've seen it. I know it's made here, but your website doesn't even say that. Why aren't you touting this?
That's interesting. Tell us a little bit about that. That's very interesting.
And then they write back and say, you know, you're right. We really should say that. You know, it's like they aren't even realizing that for a sector of shoppers, that's a big buying point. So I am seeing more awareness of that. And, you know, companies that have been around forever kind of never thought about it because, you know, it used to be that so much was made here. It wasn't something that you went around telling everybody. But it's getting to be, sadly enough, a rare thing. So, you know, but I'm still surprised sometimes that companies go, well, oh, hey, you know, I guess I should say that on my website. So I'm very focused on the web because that's the only way to get a lot of these things.
Right. Well,
you can't go into your local store and find them.
I think one of the things, too, and I'm going to bring this up, and there's a reason why I'm bringing it up, and basically, you know, Sam Walton tried to do his dead level best to buy America and promote America, but it seemed like once he passed away, things kind of went by the wayside. And with the generational change, as you were talking about, a lot of people nowadays, they have no idea, you know, probably that Sam Walton existed or what he tried to do for America. So it looks like, you know, there were bigger bucks in buying things overseas rather than accentuating things that were made here in America as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that there have been a few of these all-American stores that have started. And I would say once a month, probably, I get a letter from someone saying, I really want to start an all-American store. What do you think? And I always say, that's great. Go for it. You know, use my site. And they use my listings to get ideas of what to carry. But I always have to caution them. I mean, there's a reason why you don't see those, because mm-hmm. the markup on it is just not there. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed even, you know, I work with a number of retailers that have a mixture of Made in U.S. and imported products. And through the affiliate marketing program, I'm able to use logos and promote certain products. But often I find they don't even want you to promote their American-made products.
Wow.
Because really what they want to do is sell the other stuff.
Got it.
Because that's where they make more money.
Hi, you're on
with...
There's
definitely a difference in the markup. And that's why I understand the dilemma that retailers have. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to stay in business. They have to make money. So a lot of this comes back to the consumer. And that's one of the other things I tell people when they say, well, you know, there should be more American made and why aren't we doing it? And I'm saying, you know, for many years, the American made product and the imported product sat side by side on the shelf, and many, many of us reached for the imported one because it was cheaper.
Right.
So we did have a choice for a long time, and we always chose price. So now we're kind of, you know, now we're reaping that, unfortunately. And I don't know if we can turn it around, but of course I hope we can. So.
Hi, you're on with Stephanie Sanzone here on Across America. Welcome to the program today.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you, Stephanie, for your promoting Made in America. I was just curious that in your experience, if you knew why the problems that we have with like melamine in dog food, lead-based paint in toys, sheetrock that is poisoning people, why the government agencies never really done anything about this? From what I heard on the news or didn't hear on the news, it just kind of appeared like they just let them buy with that stuff, where if it had been an American producer that or manufacturer that done that, they would slap their doors closed and create some real problems for them. Why is imported stuff given a freer pass on those types of things than American-produced stuff? Have you found out any reason for that?
Thanks for the phone call. Stephanie?
Well, I mean, I would have to say, you know, we have the Consumer Product Safety Commission that's, you know, responsible for having oversight of all these products. And when things do come in, there are spot inspections. But a lot of this is going to come down to the staffing levels. You know, this is one of those things you get the amount of government you want to pay for. So if you're relying on, you know, the manufacturer to be meeting the requirements in your spot checking, there's always going to be things that are going to get in that aren't what you thought. So, and the, you know, a lot of the recent bad press about toys made in China that had lead and cadmium and other things in them, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why if you're buying from a company that's in the United States, that's living up to the requirements, we have, you know, very strict requirements for product safety in this country, there's sort of a culture built in where we feel pretty good that they understand that that's what we expect and that's what we get from them. But if you're importing or you're you know, buying from someone who has contracted their production out, their ability to have oversight of the production process is much less. You know, they may go over for a visit once in a while to check the facility, and you're relying on, you know, again, this spot checking of shipments that are coming in. You're never going to check at all. So, you know, it's... that problem is never going to go away, unfortunately.
Great point and great question. We're talking with StillMadeInUSA.com hostess Stephanie Sanzone, and we'll talk to her and take more of your phone calls right after this quick break. You're listening to Across America with Gary Freeman, and we'll be back right after this. Don't you dare go away. And it's 25 past the hour. Glad to have you back on Across America today. What a great day to be alive. What a great day to be an American. Of course, every day is a great day to be an American, especially when you are with us. And we're taking your phone calls today at 632-6500 or 1-888-503-6500. And we have another great American on the phone today. She is the hostess of StillMadeInUSA.com. I'm talking about Stephanie Sanzone. Welcome back to Across America, Stephanie.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Now, let me ask you here a little bit. Let me just ask you a question. Would you say maybe because of some of the frustration of some of the products that are out there that are breaking, that are maybe overly promoted, if you will, based on some of the information you're getting, you've said you've had people calling you, they've emailed you, they want to find this product. Would you say there's maybe a little bit of an American-made revival going on right now?
Well, it sort of comes and goes, and I, you know, when we had a lot of product recalls, that got people more than anything, and it made me realize, you know, people, you know, they say, gee, I'd like to buy American if I could just find it, if it wasn't too expensive, you know, they have lots of, you know, sort of ifs and ands, but boy, when stuff started showing up in toys, I could not believe the amount of mail that I got. So, you know, if you touch the safety of someone's child, or, you know, even the recalled cribs or things like that, that seems to be what really gets people going. But, I, you know, occasionally I get really sad stories. You know, people will write me. This one woman wrote me, and she said she had just, she was just engaged to be married, and they were planning the wedding, and then her fiancé was laid off, and his whole, the whole company that he worked for closed, and they told him we're taking it all, you know, overseas. And so she wrote me, and she said, here we are, you know, getting ready to supposedly start this happy period, and this awful thing has happened, and we want to create, like, a wedding registry that's just American. We don't want people to be out buying imported stuff for us at this time because of what's happened to us. So a lot of times I find, you know, something has happened personally in someone's life. You know, either they've lost a job or someone in their family's lost a job, and then all of a sudden it clicks, and they say, you know, this is really a problem. So it's, you know, I guess we're all busy, and we're just getting along with our life the best we can. But I'm amazed, really, at the number of people who sort of one day wake up and say, wow, you know, I thought Timex watches were made here, you know, or Coleman. I thought that was an American thing. And,
right.
you know, you say false graph, you know, things that people are sure are made here. And I always say, well, turn it over and look, you know, and you turn it over and sure enough, it isn't made here anymore. So it's, I struggle with the same thing. I mean, I have my favorite products that I was just, you know, beside myself to realize I couldn't replace because they weren't made here anymore. So.
And there's lots of toys out there, too, I've noticed. There's everything from blocks to cribs to, well, crib isn't really a toy, but lots of toys out there for the kiddos. And, you know, what a great idea, Stephanie, that you brought up. For somebody that's really wanting to buy American, go out there and get on a Made in America site. Do you have a registry on, or can that be done on your stillmadeinusa.com site?
Well, actually, because of this young woman, I didn't do anything at the time. It took me a couple years, you know, to decide, you know, I'm going to try this. So I do have a little feature on my wedding page where I say, I'll set up a page for you, you know, a special registry. You tell me what products you want. I'll find where you can get them, and I'll make a special web page.
How nice.
And I send it, and it's a secret link. You know, they only send it to the people that they want to see it. So I have dabbled in that, but you know, I have to say a lot of this, I just can't keep up. I mean, I've been asked to do baby registries and things like that, and I have a lot of projects in the hopper, I guess.
Well, Stephanie, you're doing a great job, and we really appreciate you being on Across America today to tell us about what's going on. Very encouraging for myself and our listeners. Again, if you want to go out and get a hold of Stephanie, stillmadeinusa.com.
Yep, check it out.
All right, Stephanie, thanks for being on today. Have a great weekend. When we come back, garage sale season's right around the corner. We're going to talk about with Christine Eisner about some tips on setting them up and buying. Don't you go away. We'll be back right after this.